so.
Right, good evening everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, so one of the mitzvahs Hayoim comes to Purim. There's four mitzvahs that we have. Sometimes some Yomim Tovim would have many mitzvahs. It comes to sometimes Shofar, there's one mitzvah. It comes to Purim, there's four mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is to have a su'udah. Part of the mitzvah to have a su'udah is, very interesting, Shulchan Aruch says, Chayv Inish Levesuma Bepariah. There's an obligation for a person to get drunk on Purim, Ad the Leyola, till he doesn't know, Ben Ora Homan Lebar Vodchai. Now, it says this comes from the Gemara. And the Gemara basically says, Amar Rava, that a person is obligated to get drunk. The question is there any heta not to get drunk on Purim? That's basically the shayla. What would you say? Is there any heta not to? It's state chayv. Many times Shulchan Aruch says chayv. And we try our best to be mekamit. Chayv on the Vorach Mea Brochas B'chol Yoyim. There's plenty of times that Shulchan Aruch says, and we try our best to do it. So when it comes to this chayv, is there any way forward that we can, a different perspective, how you see it, how do you look at it? So the first, number one way to look at it is that the Ramah says, v'yesh omrim, that some say, na, ein tzarach l'shtaki kol kach, you don't need to get drunk so much. You don't need to get ad l'yada, it's a very high level. Ela yishte yoysa minimudai, just drink more minimudai, it doesn't mean more than you learn, it means minimudai, more than your measure, more than you usually have, right? So the Ramah is basically sort of sorting us out. He says, it doesn't mean leishtaki kol kach, it just means to drink a little bit more. But the Ramah doesn't stop there. The Ramah carries on saying, v'yisham, and you should sleep. Omitoich shiyoshed, while he's sleeping, through sleeping, eino yedea ben orohom alabarum alfei. The Ramah is not just wiping out the Gemara, saying, scrap the Gemara that says ad leoda. The Ramah's got another way of achieving ad leoda. Either do it by drinking, get completely hammered, that you taka don't know the difference between orohom and orohom alfei. Or says the Ramah, drink a little bit,
then go to sleep.
And then go to sleep. And then your sleep, during your sleep,
you
won't know the difference between Ora Homan Baruch Mordechai. So you've achieved the same thing in different means. One is through a lot of wine, and one is through a bit of wine with sleeping together, you've achieved that. Now, very nice if a person has got a very nice, clear system of how it works at home. He knows exactly how it works. He's living in a very quiet residential area. He's got not so many people coming in on Purim. And at the time, it looks like 1 o'clock. He's ready, 2-3 o'clock, he's ready for his meal. And he has his wine. And he says, you know what? Actually, it's quite quiet. It's quite boring even. I may as well close my eyes and slowly drift off, read something, geschmack, and then fall asleep. Okay, maybe that person will be zocher to be mekayem this Ramah. But let me tell you, that for some others, Purim is not as calm. It's trying to get this Rebbe, that Rebbe is trying to get all the different people that you're trying to give them a shlachmanas to, this friend and this the other going to visit. And you haven't even got time, never mind to sleep, you don't even know your bearings, you don't even know where you are.
There's all this traffic lights.
With all the traffic, with the potholes, with the traffic lights, with everything going on, yeah, with the cadence, with all the things that are going on, yeah, you wouldn't necessarily get the chance to you know, calmly drink wine, and straight after drinking wine to go lie down. I mean, when do you plan to drink wine? Even if you have a little bit more than you usually have, right? You have, let's say, half a cup of wine. When are you typically going to be having that? You're not coming home after the Megillah, drinking a half a cup of wine and then going to sleep. You usually have it during the meal, and you have it during the meal, and then by that time, it's finished. So, really, for such a person who doesn't actually manage to go to sleep per afternoon, he's not mekayem nothing. You got a Gemara that says that there's an obligation for a person to get drunk ad leoda. Shulchan Aruch tells you, get hammered. The Ramah tells you, just have a little bit more and go to sleep. Now if you don't drink loads, and you don't drink a little bit and go to sleep, then you're basically not mekayem. Now, let's put this into perspective. Mishabura does bring down, the Bialocha brings from the Eli Rabba, that it's not ma'akov in the actual mitzvah of Su'udah. Don't forget, it's the fourth mitzvah on Purim is to have the Su'udah. It's Kriyas Megillah, Matonis Avyelim Shlachmonis, and then you got the Su'udah. So the Su'udah, Even if a person doesn't drink, he's still mekayim the mitzvah of it's a chiddush, and maybe the halacha brings it down. Kol zeh a mitzvah v'lo ma'akev. It's not ma'akev an actual mitzvah of mishteh. The mitzvah is the mishteh to have a suda. So even if a person didn't manage to drink, he's still mekayim the mitzvah. The fourth mitzvah of mishteh, he's still mekayim it. But still, if you miss that Sunday which is brought down in the Gemara, it's not so gishmak. So very interesting is that if you look in the Bisyosa, the Bisyosa brings down from the Ochus Chaim, that the Aruch HaShem brings down this Gemara, and he said that the person should get drunk, and he says that we don't paskin at this Gemara. Do you know why? Because straight after the Gemara tells us a very hair-raising story. You know this story already? Rabbah and Reb Zeira, they paired up to each other, and they said, Rabbah comes to Reb Zeira, you know what, how about coming to me for the Purim? Join us for the Purim. So Reb Zeira said, very nice, very good, I think we'll join, I'll take the offer. Anyway, Reb Zeira comes along to Rabbah's house, very nice, enjoying himself. They get a bit drunk, and suddenly, all of a sudden, Rabbah picks up a knife and he shechts Reb Zeira. His story is not for the faint-hearted, especially if you've gone to the Beis HaShechita. It's not a fun story, and he basically shechts him. And Rabbah realizes after Purim what he's done. Come Rabbah, and he davened Israchesh Nisa, and a nes happened. And Reb Zeira had chisa mesim. That is the story. And then the next year, Rabbi asked Reb Zeira, do you want to come round again? Okay. So Reb Zeira says, no thanks. Lav kol shona, not every single year, it's Rachish Nisa. Not every year you zocha to a nes that you're able to do chisa mesim. He's not relying on Rabbi doing chisa mesim. He's still got a scar from last year, and therefore he doesn't want to come. That is the story. Says the Namuk Yosef and all the Rishonim bring the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Bisyosim bring from the Aruch HaShem, that straight after Rabbah tells you to get drunk, the Gemara brings this story. That should seemingly indicate that you don't really paskin like Rabbah that you should get drunk. Because if the Gemara first says Chaya Vinish Nebesumma, and straight after that is followed by a hair-raising dangerous story, some Rishonim look at that and say, that symbolizes, that indicates that the Gemara is seemingly finishing off like that. A lot of times when the Gemara starts off with something and then finishes off in a bit of an indication the opposite way, the Rishonim get busy saying, well, the Gemara is seemingly indicating not like that. That some Rishonim say that the fact that the Gemara ends off with such a hair-raising sour story is an indication that you don't paskin that you should get drunk. And therefore says the Aruch HaShem, that really we don't paskin like this, we don't paskin like this, and there's no chiyuv to get drunk. Rather, just drink a little bit more.
Without sleeping.
And he does not mention what the Ramah adds that you should go to sleep. That's a very interesting thing. Because the Ramah, who says Yesh Omrim, who says you only need to drink a little bit more, is coming from the other Rishonim who say, like we just mentioned before, that just basically say the Gemara doesn't apply la locha, but you wouldn't have to sleep. You would just have to just drink a little bit, and then that's it. Right? Just be in some mishteh. The Ramah himself adds this business of sleeping, and he tries to combine the two. That so we don't paskin like the Gemara, but actually yoda, you still get actually yoda by sleeping. So it's interesting. The Ramah's way of he initiated this to sort of make a blend of both. That yes, we don't really paskin like the Gemara, and really it should be enough to just drink a little bit. But then he tells you to sleep. But all my point is that even if a person doesn't manage to sleep, there's still an Indian to drink a little bit more based on where the Ramah was coming from, which is the Aruch HaShem, which is the Ram, which is
any
the Ramah.
Anytime from Shacharis?
Really, the truth is, any time from Shacharis would really be okay. Well, after Matan Zev Yenim and Shlech Monos, because then the main Suda's mitzvah is after. Really, a person should be Mekan those two mitzvahs first, and after that, the Suda. Really, you should know, you're asking a bomba kasha. Why is it that we have a mitzvah? I'm curious, I'm beginning with you straight away. You come home, you straight away do Mishlach Monos, Matanos Levyonim ready, and surely you try to, just Agga, Matanos Levyonim is very important to be conscious to fulfill it. A lot of people have told me 5 minutes before Shkia, they're trying to find a place to give it to our name, it's not so easy. It's something they need to do straight away, because it's one of the four main big mitzvahs, Medivri Sofim, Medivri Kabbalah, which is a very important thing. So to make sure that to giving, you're giving Matanos Levyonim straight after Shacharis is the best, is that even though you see so many people collecting, it's worth being mekayem straight away. Sachakel, really you could get away with 10 pence The chiv is to give to two aniyim. So really you can give 10 pence, another 10 pence, you can count to the pluta. The minig is to do it with at least £2.50 each, at least £2.50 each ani. The idea is, because the Zera Emes says, that it should be enough for three beitzim is like of bread style. Like if you picture like a big Danish, and if £2.50 for sure you can get a very nice, expensive, beautiful Danish, I think so, hopefully still with the prices now, £2.50 should still be okay. So therefore, if each person gives £2.50 to one, £2.50 to another, he's mekayim his mitzvah matanah tovim. If you want to be mek to your wife, you tell her that before, I'm going to be mek to you, and you give another £5 on behalf of another two aniyim. Obviously, kol amar be hariz ha-meshubach, the Rambam already says that if a person, mutav, it's a famous Lashon Rambam, it's better to be marba with matanos of yoidim more than mishlach moros ha-nesuda. As someone once said, he dramatized it and says, you know, you go to the local shop and you pay for your, I've done it already, I know what it feels like, it's £250 just for the first lot. £250 for the mishlach moros, yeah, is that's for mishlach moros. And then, if you make a suda, you make your cheshbon how much you're going to cost you for the suda. And the Rambam says it's still better to give more money to, as Matanza, obviously, if you haven't got the money yet for everything, then obviously the Rambam point is to try as much as possible to push yourself to be giving Matanza of Yonim, that is to be Mabarez. So, but the main thing is to make sure you mekayim it somehow. you know, it has to be done that to be given to the right people to be
distributed. Mabarez, if you give monster, but only if you know him.
It doesn't matter. Only by Mishlach Monos we say the Losh Shiluach, but when it comes to Matan Tavim, it's absolutely fine. If someone does on behalf of me, it's absolutely fine. You give it to a person that you trust, he's going to distribute it to two people, and you give another £5 on behalf of two aniyim for your wife or something like that. Then you mekayim, you've done your mitzvah. With £10, you've done it. Obviously, you can be marba, but with £10, that is. Really, you could do £5 for one person on behalf of two aniyim, another £5 for another person, for your wife for two aniyim. That's a really, then you know you're done, you're sorted. £2.50 each only, that's really that you make it. Obviously, you can give £20 to each aniyim, but £100 each aniyim, there's no limit. But the idea is you want to reach out to two aniyim on the day of Purim. Very interesting is when it comes to, so that's going to get to Matanos V'Yom, Mishlach Monos, we know we got some Mishlach Monos. Just Agav, there's a person who is, Rachman Islam sitting, he's an oval through the year of a parent. The halacha is that we can't give to an oval. It's very interesting. What happens if an oval, if someone knocks on his door, with a nice Mishlach Monos? So should he tell him in his face, I know, sorry, it's very nice of you to bring it, but I'm an oval, I can't take it. You know, Udi say, no, hang on a second, you know, what's that halacha? You know, he's arrived there, beautiful, you know, beautiful, you know, a beautiful thingy for £50, and now you come to him and you say, the Maisa Shlein Halacha Sheim Talim, he's got tshuva to say that the oval can receive it, but the other, if someone comes to him and says shalom, the halacha is if a person says shalom to an oval, he can respond back, aleichem shalom. So since giving a matana to an oval is, the issa of giving a matana to an oval is similar to giving shalom to an oval. So similarly, if a person did already give matana, he's about to give matana, the oval can receive it. That's just some interesting negair to that. It shouldn't be negair. Interesting is that when it comes to people that have loans, people that borrow money from this, from a relative, from a friend, and they don't, they with good intentions, they don't realize that they can slip up on the halacha of ribis, and they may arrange a nice small arrangement to give to the person who helped them out on a loan, or extended the loan, or increased this loan, and they give a nice shlachmonos, even a small shlachmonos. The halacha is that giving a shlachmonos, that if you wouldn't have given the shlachmonos to this relative, to the friend, he gives you £15,000 to start off a business, he gives you £20,000 for a down payment, you feel you want to give some efforts, you know what I mean, something, so he's not charging a ribis. So I think at least to give a bottle of wine with some chocolates. That is a downright problem of ribis. That's something also to be aware of.
But shouldn't ribis be of the same kind?
Which one?
Ribis is
of the same kind. Mishlach Monos, it could be the same brocha. There's no problem to be two different foods.
No. Ribis, okay, if someone lends me money,
yeah,
is there ribis if I give him something of a different kind? Or
what do you mean kind? If it's
not money, or if it's not...
You know something? Even to give him an aliyah is a problem. You know something? Some people like to buy an aliyah and give it to people that did them a favor or something. Very nice if they did you a favor, you want to get connected with them. But if they lent you money, and now you buy them an aliyah,
because
supposed to say you got a problem. And I want to tell you something really more, even more funny. that we've discussed this in the past when the campaign system was started launching 5 years ago. We picked up on this straight away regarding Ribis, that someone texts you. You know all the texts that come around, the link like this, yeah? And now you say, oh, I got a text from the person who lent me £10,000. You know what? You know, I'm gonna, yeah, I'm going to give them £100. Usually don't give them that sort of money. You give them £20, £5, whatever it is you give. You push yourself and you give £80, £100, something that you wouldn't have given had he not
given it. Although you don't give it to him.
Although the money belongs to the Maesad. This is the tradition we picked up on. But really, it's the Tovah Sanah is also a problem. Giving a person a Tovah Sanah, really, you're right, the Quran is saying it's not belong to the person. It's going through the system, but it's called Tovah Sanah because he's getting a pride from it. If not for the pride that a person gets for his page, then this whole campaign system won't work. It works on the whole pride system. Pride, whatever nusach you want to use it. But at the end of the day, it's going through his account, which he feels. He's got a feeling for it. And that itself, if you're giving an amount that you wouldn't have normally given, if you give normal, likely you give to everyone else, £8, £10, that you regularly give, fine. But if you go out your way, that could be an issue. That's a very interesting point.
Even if the loan's paid back.
Sorry? If the loan's paid back and it's shortly after, as Shochanoch speaks about in Kufayin, he speaks about it if it's a matana beruba, matana ma'etis. If it's a small matana, it still has to be longer. You have to give it a bit of time. It can't be straight after. It's also complicated dialogues about that. It can't be matana beruba either way. It can't be like an exceptional matana. Finally, a very sweet medrash talpias I like to say over when it comes to Purim is that shtei medrash talpias that the way Haman did his dice. He did his gerolais. How did he do his gerolais? To work out a perfect date to kill all the Yidden, he took a dice. You know the dice? The dice, the normal, it's got six sides, and he took a dice and he threw it once, and it came to one. It came to one, right, on the dice. And he did it again, and it came to three. He did it again, and it came to three. Not knowing that what Hashem did was going to happen for him. If you take a dice, the opposite side of a dice, that's the rule of a dice, will always be, always add up to seven. So if the top one is one, the bottom one underneath will be six. If the top one is two, underneath will be
four.
Five. It will be five. Always add up to seven. So over here, when the Aleph got turned over to a Vav, and the Gimel got turned over to a Dalet. And if you change Agog
to
Dovid, that's what Hashem did. He took the Goyal, which he looked at as a remez for Agog, and Hashem did Venahapechu. He turned around, by making Venahapechu, it turned around to be Dovid, and that's how Hashem became the Yeshua.
Let's go. Yeah!
Hey!
Let's go.
No shear next Sunday.
Call out.
No
shear
next
Sunday.
Correct.
Dice
will be
around then.
Yes, yeah.
You can come here and you will have a minute.
That's it.
Two things as well.
One person
gives to another person.
Yeah.